The new law encourages sterilization and vaccination of free-roaming cats by recognizing return-to-field programs and adding free-roaming cats to the list of qualifying factors for participation in the state low-cost spay-neuter fund. Shelters in Delaware are required to hold animals for a minimum period of 72 hours so they can be adopted or reclaimed. But advocates say most free-roaming cats will never be adoptable for behavioral reasons, so the new law exempts them from the minimum stray holding period. Advocates say this will free up shelter resources. Best Friends Animal Society's legislative attorney Lee Greenwood says return-to-field programs are the only model scientifically proven to reduce free-roaming cat populations because cats reproduce so quickly.
The traditional model of dealing with free-roaming cats is you try to catch as many of them as you can, and you bring them to the shelter, you have the mandatory stray hold period, and then most of them end up being euthanized or killed. And we just simply can't catch and kill our way out of the problem.
Greenwood notes the new law also includes free-roaming cats under the state animal cruelty statute. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.